This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How many pressing constitutional issues have been swept aside that American citizens need resolved,
right,
who are being persecuted by left-wing mayors, left-wing governors, left-wing bureaucrats who actually need relief? How many of their concerns have been swept aside so our entire judicial system can spend hour after hour, week after week, month after month, scrutinizing every single last detail of a deportation of an invader sent here by a foreign government?
Steve Miller on Newsmax talking about Abrego Garcia. He's been very vocal on this. But one thing he says there that I think is so important is questioning those swept aside issues, the things that our government doesn't seem to be focused on that actually matter in favor of the political storm that gets created by a party in opposition to Donald Trump and a media that looks to subsidize those frustrations with the guy who won the election fair and square. Let's get to our guest. We're speaking with Chairman Jason Smith. He is the 8th District Representative for the state of Missouri in the United States House of Representatives. He's also the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Chairman Smith, thank you for being with us here today. It's always good to have you here.
Great to be with you, Annie. Hope you had a wonderful Easter.
Yes, you as well. We certainly did. I think there's a lot of stuff that I want to talk to you about. The first thing I want to get to before we talk about the big, beautiful bill is your trip to El Salvador, which I understand you went there on a trade mission and you got to visit an El Salvadoran prison. And I was hoping that you could provide us some context of what the Trump administration is trying to do here to make America safe again and what the experience is that you've had in that El Salvadoran prison visiting with some of those inmates.
Of course. You know, last week I led a group of members on a trade delegation. The Ways and Means Committee is the committee of jurisdiction over all trade policy. And as you've seen in the news, the president's been a little proactive when it comes to trade items. And so we were meeting with the trade ministers of several different countries. One of them was El Salvador. And while we were in El Salvador, in fact, we visited that I wouldn't even call it a prison. It was a terrorism control center. And they took us throughout the entire center. And I'll tell you, we've looked over the last 4 years in the prior administration. They did nothing to secure our southern border or get violent illegals off the streets. And President Trump has done this, and he's done this by working with other countries to be partners. And one is the president of El Salvador. And while we were in that prison, Annie, or that facility, I'll tell you, the warden or the main guard had called two different people out by name from the cell, and they came over to us. He had them take off their shirts. And both of them had these MS-13 tattoos. They said that's the gangs that they were part of. And he asked the first one, he's like, where in the United States were you? And that prisoner said, Highland Park, California. How many people have you killed? Six, is what he said. He went to the next person. He's like, where were you at in the United States? That person said, Northern Virginia. How many people did you kill? And he wouldn't answer it. These are the people that were on the streets in the United States of America, and President Trump has taken these people off the streets. They're all El Salvador residents and citizens. They're not U.S. citizens. They're illegals that were violent and harming Americans.
Whew. I mean, to think that they could be sitting there in that not in the place where you were, but still in Highland Park, California, or in Northern Virginia, and just existing. Are those specific people that were deported by Trump?
These are people that were absolutely deported. And so they were in the United States illegally. They were violent criminals in the United States, and they're no longer in the United States, and they're off our streets. So it's definitely what has happened. And I'll tell you, our country will be safer because of that.
Yeah, that's wild to think. I know a lot has been made about the tattoos on Abrego Garcia's hands as he was meeting with the senator of Maryland, the Maryland senator meeting the Maryland man who's actually from El Salvador. Those tattoos on his hands. I mean, can you be a part of MS-13? Can you like dabble in MS-13? Like, oh, I was a part of this gang, but now I'm not anymore and I'm clean, and still have those tattoos on your hand?
You absolutely can't. And we saw so many different gang members there, all different gangs. 18th Street, MS-13, you could just go on and on, these international gangs that made El Salvador the deadliest country in the world, and the president of that country, by creating this facility and taking those criminals off their streets, has now made El Salvador the safest country in the world. In fact, there's a lot of folks, El Salvadorians, that are in Washington, D.C., that feel safer in their home country than they do in the city in Washington, D.C.
Chairman Smith, we're here, of course, broadcasting in St. Louis. We serve a bi-state region, the west side of Illinois, and, of course, the east side of Missouri. Are these gangs in our listening area right now?
They're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. And if you don't think they aren't, that you're mightily fooled. We saw millions of people cross the southern border in the last several years that's here, and they're all over the place.
Well, while the president is working to fulfill his commitment to make America safer again, of course, the Democrats are pushing heartily back on that in every way that they possibly can. In the meantime, the business of the United States government and the funding of the government has to take place. You were the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Give us the very entry level view on how DOGE is effectively pulling back money that doesn't need to be spent, but also the progress towards, with a super slim majority of Republicans in the House, the ability of that big, beautiful bill, Donald Trump's one of his number one wishes, to get done. How is that going to take place?
You know, DOGE has been doing a very good job in looking at the inefficiencies in government, the wasteful spending, and helping stop that. And they've been using basic things as artificial intelligence, AI, to research all of this. And it's amazing. It's amazing some of the waste that they've uncovered. At some points, I'm like, is this actually true? I mean, and then you look deeper and you're like, holy cow. Like, and so there's a lot of ways that we can save money by addressing these efficiencies and wasteful spending. And in fact, that's what we're pushing and we're going to deliver on. But when you look at the one big beautiful bill that the president's talking about, of course, that's in the Ways and Means Committee's jurisdiction. We're preparing. We've been working on this for months, for the moment in time. And over the next several weeks, you're going to see a lot more progress. We're going to deliver on the president's priorities of no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors, tax relief for products produced in the United States. These are all things that President Trump has called for, and we're going to deliver on them.
You know, with such a small majority of Republicans, you can't really afford to have any disagreements. Anybody who says, nope, this isn't enough for me. Is this in the House, are we going to see representatives who can't be satisfied on the Republican side?
You know, I tell all my colleagues, we all have to give and take. We have to deliver for the American people. Failure's not an option. Like you said, we can only lose a handful of people, three at the most. We can't lose more than three whenever we're voting on this. So we're all going to have to give and take. We're going to have to thread the needle to deliver for the American people. I am thankful so far that all the major tasks at hand, we've stuck together. We've been able to deliver. The budget resolution, which is a requirement in order in the first steps to move this big, beautiful bill, we've been able to pass it with only two members of the House voting against it. And then we've looked at, you know, just like maintaining funding in government. We did that with solely Republican votes. So we have been standing together. We'll continue to do that on this one big, beautiful bill.
I would think that of in the amount of time that you've spent in Congress, there are some times that bills become complicated. A lot of things get thrown in. You support 90% of it. You're going to get hit on the other 10% if you end up being primaried by some Republican who wants to hone in on just that specific thing. So compromise, what did Ronald Reagan say? Like, better to get 80% of something that you want than nothing. And I think that if Republicans were ever going to come together to do so under the umbrella of what Donald Trump promised he would do and the transformative nature of what Donald Trump promised to do, that this would be the time to say, you know what? I'm going to do this under the Donald Trump goal here. And I think that constituents across the country would understand that. Is Trump the true leader on this effort?
Trump is without a doubt a leader. It's because of President Trump and the 77 million Americans that supported him why we're in position to deliver this bill. It is super important that we deliver on it. If we don't, 207 million taxpayers will face, on average, a 22% increase in their taxes. That alone is a reason why failure is not an option. And of course, the campaign promises that the president made for working class families and small business owners and farmers, we're going to deliver on that. We're also going to deliver in this bill on securing the border, making sure that the adequate resources in protecting our homeland. And we're going to make sure that we eliminate unnecessary regulations that we leash in this bill.
Congressman Jason Smith with us. Last question before we go. Are there any Republicans who are willing to impose that tax increase on the constituents in their district and across the country more than they're willing to compromise?
I sure hope not. That's going to be tested over the next several weeks. But I can tell you, I'm not going to give up till this is on the president's desk and it's signed into law and it's delivering that certainty and that relief for hardworking Americans who have been struggling over the last 4 years of an inflation crisis of almost 20 plus percent.
Mm. Well, we're going to hold you to that and ask you to come back and talk to us again as soon as you can, as the developments continue, because people care about it. We love to see your advocacy and your willingness to see it all the way through. It's what the American people voted for. And we're grateful to have that conversation with you here today. Chairman Smith, thank you for the time.
You can count on it. Look forward to the next time, Annie.
Sounds great. Bye-bye. Chairman Jason Smith, two really interesting conversations there specifically. I was very interested in the discussion that he had. To be able to walk into what he said was not really, it was like a detention facility, not really a prison so much, and to look at someone, to see their markings that they have placed on their body, to know which gangs that they're involved in, they vocalize it, and then to be like, yeah, I've killed six people. Are we fighting to get those people back? If they were wearing a plaid button up polo, would that make a difference? It's just the lack of common sense right now. Specifically, I will pinpoint on the activists in the Democratic Party on the left. It doesn't make sense to me. It's not common, and it's really detrimental to the future of the country. And I am so grateful, that Donald Trump is the president and Kamala Harris isn't. Quick break. When we come back, a couple more of your comments on the YouTube live chat poll. Is Trump winning on tariffs? Yes or no? We have to know what you think by voting on the YouTube live chat poll. Come join us there and tell us what you think. You can vote yes or no. Find us at youtube.com/@AnnieFry. We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.